Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
In-depth coverage of our top story this morning. The table is set for answers to come about the secret whistleblower complaint involving the president. The acting director of national intelligence set to testify as early as 9 this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. I would imagine a lot of questions are going to be pointed in his direction. Are we likely to hear a whole lot of answers, including who this whistleblower is, the role they had in the call with the Ukrainian leader, and more?
It makes me wonder if he's going to try to cite executive privilege or if he'll go ahead and answer a lot of these questions, namely from Democrats, will be why did it take so long for members of Congress to see it? They did go into a SCIF, a secure location, in the basement of the Capitol last night, read it, came out with very different reactions. But Republicans will ask him about possible reported political bias with the whistleblower. And so he's new on the job. He's been kind of drugged into this firestorm. So it will certainly be interesting, that hearing getting underway in just over an hour.
Yeah, given some of the early reads that we had, and again, the different political reactions, is there any insight into what new may be in that document when we ultimately are able to see it public?
Well, a lot of folks just aren't saying what's in it, but some Republicans have said that it's basically just a transcript. I've heard reporting from Democrats that say it names other people in it that could be additional witnesses to be interviewed. So we'll see. I mean, as far as it being released to the public, there's some reporting that it will be, but we don't have that confirmed here at Fox.
So we fast forward to tomorrow and into the early part of next week. We hear from the acting director of national intelligence. What comes next? Are there House hearings that open up on impeachment inquiries, things like that? What ultimately is next steps?
What they want to hear next, they want to hear from the whistleblower. There's been a tentative agreement reached, reportedly, to allow the whistleblower to testify as long as he or she can have personal representation, legal representation there. But those lawyers would have to go through a security process, and they're working on that now.
All right, we'll stay up to date as this story continues to unfold through the day on News 104.5 WOKV. And stay connected to the story with breaking news alerts in the WOKV app.